T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call Banks is brought to you by your Tri-State Kia dealers. Visit TriStateKiaDeals.com to discover Kia's full lineup of high-quality, stylish, and dependable vehicles by Foxwoods Resort Casino, the wonder of it all, and by York Install Confidence. He's out in California, and the two-time Super Bowl champion, our good buddy number 58, Carl Banks. Hi, Carl.
Hello, man.
What's up?
Carl?
Well, I woke this morning, and for the short period of time that Twitter was working, I saw a lot of stuff. I saw something from Damian Woody.
Yeah.
That was, whoa.
He left at halftime.
Oh, that was great.
How about Damian Woody leaving at halftime and ripping the franchise? How about that?
Yeah. And then Twitter shut me down. I have no idea how to log back on.
You got blocked? What happened, Carl?
No, it just shut me down. It's just like somebody's trying to get into your account. And I've been trying since then to try to get back on, but that's neither here or there. That was, you know, from what I could see of the game, and I went back and watched a lot of it. It just didn't seem like they were ready to go.
No, they weren't ready to go. How about that?
They were just flat not. From the beginning. I don't know. And it's tough right now. I'm sure to be a Jet fan. And, you know, you have to also realize that this is a team who had a bad year last year. They're not quite good enough to come back when they start spotting bad teams' points, because they're not that good themselves in terms of their ability to just mount a comeback. And you're playing with a backup quarterback at that. So they really did need to start off strong and not just, you know, let the Buffalo Bills have their way with a guy off the street.
I actually thought of you during the Jet game, Carl, because I thought of, we had you on Friday, and very innocently you're like, yeah, how's Shady McCoy been doing?
Yeah.
And we said, yeah, he's actually done nothing lately. He's actually not had a good year. The last game he had 10 carries for 10 yards. And, oh, my God, it's like Shady went into a time machine. Oh, except he didn't need a time machine. He just needed to face a Jet team that had no interest in tackling him because he had a hell of a performance.
None.
Well, I mean, he's a guy that always had a lot of pride, but it's like, you know, when you see a guy and you mention a guy that's on the roster, and if he's not hurt, then you probably, if you're coaches, you might want to say, keep an eye on this guy. We can't let this guy get going because he's dangerous. And that's exactly the opposite of what they did. They let him get going early, and it was just he's hard to play against when he's got it going, and boy, did the Jets accommodate that.
You know something else too, Carl, and look, you know my feeling on the coach. He should have been gone 2 years ago. He's terrible. I said this at the end of the first year. Mm-hmm. You know, I was way ahead of everybody on this, but for some, who cares about that? Just get him out. But the bottom line is, you watch what Buffalo did yesterday. Did the Jets never do this? Fake punt? Really? A tackle eligible pass? Really? We never, never, ever, ever is there any imagination, none of that with this team. There never is.
Well, I mean, you got to get the basics right first, but in Buffalo's
what basics did they get right, Carl?
They're a desperate team. Buffalo needed whatever they needed to get it done, so I'm sure the Jets have those things in their packages. I'm not sitting here defending anything, but I'm sure every team puts them in. It's just a matter of having the courage to call them and when you want to call them, because, you know, you see teams like New Orleans Saints that will call it in the Super Bowl. So,
yeah, well, that's you know, a well-coached
team,
Carl.
Who's probably fighting for, you know, his job, and he doesn't want to be – that's the last thing he wants to do is have one of those fail on him, and then you hear the opposite end of it. They all work. I mean, when they work, they're all great, and your coaches are very creative. But when they don't, it's like, what was he thinking?
You know, I go back to last year. The Giants fired Ben McAdoo in the middle of the season, and it felt as if it was done to placate fans. That's why it was done. They may have fired him at the end of the year, but they did it before the season was over, and
right.
I get the sense that's what – Jet fans want. Joe's even said it. Get him out now. While I don't want Todd Bowles back next year, whether they fire him today or they fire him at the end of the year, to me, it's there's no difference. Either way, he's not coming back. So here's my question, being around the Giants. Did you see any benefit or any difference with the decision to fire McAdoo in the middle of the season as opposed to letting him get through the season and then firing him? Was there anything to gain out of making the move that they did?
Well, it just tells you you're starting your move in another direction sooner than later, even though the coach that you replace him with is probably not going to be the guy that leads you into the next season. I think it's kind of a dicey situation when the fans are restless and they need something out, and the fans they're good with, look, just get him out of here. We know this season is lost. And you know, sometimes teams do that. Sometimes teams just keep him there and then say, okay, we're not going to change until we have an opportunity to really survey the entire landscape in the offseason and get the best coaches for this quarterback and the best coaches for this young roster. So I don't know if it stops the bleeding or not, or just puts a Band-Aid on it. But, you know, some organizations view it differently. I don't know, and maybe they – allow the coach to finish there and then make the change after the season. It just depends on, you know, what the likability is of the guy coaching also. And that means inside the locker room and outside the in the fan base as well.
Well, let me say this, Carl. If he's such a great guy, and I don't know him, he's probably the nicest guy in the world. You know him. I understand that. If he's such a good guy, then do him a favor. Get him out now because it's only going to get worse. Where are they going, Carl? They got two games against the Patriots. They're going to play the Patriots after the bye coming off a loss to the Titans. How's that going to go? Two games with the Patriots. They got to play the Titans in Tennessee. They got to play the Packers, the Texans, even Buffalo and Buffalo. What games are they winning? Do the guy a favor now. Get him out before it gets worse for the guy, right?
Well, I mean, that's the way to look at it, and it is I, you know, like I said, I like him. He's my friend, but I know it's a business, so I'm not defending. Whatever the Jets front office decides to do at this point is based on what they feel is necessary to move their team forward. So I get your point. I think it's very valid, and it's a 50-50. I think we all know that he's not coming back next
right.
year.
Well, we do know.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes.
Right. So it's up to – maybe the ownership and management takes the temperature of the team, and if the locker room still will play for him, I don't want to say play hard, but play for him, then they may keep him around. If not, if they feel like, okay, let's just get him out of here because it represents everything that is going wrong with the organization, then I'm sure they'll make that change. But it's always a dicey I don't even know if it's a dicey situation. If you know you're not going to have the guy back, it's just a matter of, okay, whether we get rid of him today or at the end of the year. And I think fans do have a little bit to do with that when your season's starting to spiral.
Oh, sure.
But what were the expectations coming into the season with a rookie quarterback? That's the other thing you got to ask yourself.
Better than this.
Yeah, come on. They were 3-3. Let's be honest. This team, they should be better than they are. They're not a playoff team.
I'm not being funny with this. I really do want to know because – if you want an improvement, obviously.
Yes.
And that was the expectation. And I think when this team started, you felt great about it was going to improve. But it wasn't, hey, we got a rookie quarterback. He's going to take us to the promised land this year. You knew there would be some hiccups, but I don't think you thought they'd be like this, to this magnitude, where a team is just flat, you know, and just come out and get beat by basically the Buffalo Bills, a bad Buffalo Bills team.
Yep.
So I guess that's what they factor in, too. What were our expectations? And if they were that we were just going to be an okay team, is this the type of okay that we wanted?
We're talking to Carl Banks. He's out in the Bay Area. The Giants will play the Niners on a Monday night game, which I'm sure the nation is gripped by and very excited about. when you look at this Giant team coming out of a bye, I would say that as a Giant fan, if I'm a Giant fan, I looked at last night's Eagle-Cowboy game and said, are you freaking kidding me? This division stinks.
Yeah.
And I'm glad Odell said what he said.
Washington wasn't great yesterday, even though they won against Tampa.
They did win, and look, give them credit. They got a great chance to win this division.
Right, right.
But I like what Odell said. Odell said, hey, we still got a shot. We just have to win every game. I'd rather have that attitude than, yeah, we're done.
Right,
we're going to go
right.
5-11. But for you, what do you expect from this team coming out of this bye? They're healthy. They have obviously had an awful, awful season. What's your expectation?
I expect them to win this game. And then it's a week-to-week proposition. But I do expect them to win this game. I think when they have – looked at themselves on film offensively, despite everything that's gone on, they've been able to get the ball up and down the field. They've made some changes on the offensive line yet again. Hopefully that can stabilize something. But I do believe that they will win this game, and then we'll talk about the next week. But I just there's no way for anyone to say, okay, they can run the table, not with what we've seen. They have to show us, and it's a week-to-week proposition. So I do love the fact that Odell said that, and if he believes it, hopefully he can motivate his teammates to win this one first and start to believe a little bit more each week that they can. But there's just too much that goes wrong on a weekly basis for me to say, yep, they can do it. Is the division kind of one of those things that will allow you to get some momentum? Sure. But, you know, all their games are not in the division either.
Carl, if it's another stinker tonight for the Giants and Eli doesn't play well, is there a scenario where Eli doesn't start against Tampa next week?
I would imagine. I mean, I would imagine the coaches are monitoring that. If he's giving them the best chance to win, I guess he'll be in. If not, if they feel it's time for a change, I guess they'll make that change. I mean, that's not a decision I'm going to defend or endorse at this point. Let's see what happens today. And if it doesn't go well, I assume they're going to evaluate it closely. And, you know, you just have to trust that the coaches know what they're doing.
When you've watched the tape you've watched of Nick Mullins, I know it's only one game. What'd you think? I mean, do you think this kid is legitimate based on the one game he played, or do we kind of chalk it up to the competition of the Oakland Raiders?
Well, you play who's on your schedule. They got him prepared to play. He executed their game plan, so that tells you he can play in this league, even if he's playing against a bad team. But keep in mind, they both had the same record going into the game. So they got him ready to play. He executed. And listen, you can't say it was a bad team. The Jets just played a bad team too, and they rose to the occasion. The Buffalo Bills did. So every team, every player, you got to take serious. I think the Giants know that with Kyle Shanahan, he builds offenses or game plans around the abilities of his quarterback. This quarterback's mobile, so I'm sure you're going to see some boots. They've got a really good tight end on their roster, so I'm sure they're going to move him around a lot. The Giants have been susceptible to big plays. They have to be careful that they don't get hit early, like in the Dallas Cowboy game where the Cowboys hit a big play down the field and they didn't really do a lot after that, but it was enough because their defense was able to take over the game. So the Giants have to be, you know, prepared for anything early in the game, but they've got to know that what this quarterback does well, he's mobile. There's going to be boots in a Kyle Shanahan offense. And then you got to find the tight end who's really good.
Carl, you know, I think, and this is a weird compliment to give because Dave Gettleman has made some bad moves in the short time he's been here, but I got to hand it to him. On Saturday, I'm on the air doing the Saturday show, and I read over the Twitter feed, whatever you want to call it, that they cut Patrick Omame. And my first reaction is, you know what? Good for him. Good for him that he made a terrible free agent signing. The guy turned out to be a bust, and instead of letting it fester, and a few weeks ago he lost his job as the starting right guard, but he basically admitted, I screwed up, let me get rid of him. And too many times in sports, all sports, the NFL,
no question,
baseball, the NBA, they kind of double down on a bad move. And I got to give Gettleman credit because he wasted no time and said, you know what, this hasn't worked out, I'm getting rid of Patrick Omame. And that's exactly what he did Saturday.
Well, and that just tells everybody on the offensive line, we're going to keep trying to get it better. That's his message to them. But, you know, there's been a scholarship mentality for a long time. You know, either you draft a guy who can't play and you let him sit around and not contribute to your team, or you bring guys in who haven't been effective enough, and then you just sit and you watch. And you watch them on scholarship and they take up roster spots. And I think the change and the turnover on this roster is an indication that they will, even if they're their own picks, they will make changes to get the team better.
Mm. What do you expect tonight, Carl? I expect the Giants to give a real good effort tonight. I mean, look, the Niners are not that good. They lost twice to the Cardinals already.
Well,
I mean, you know,
no,
I expect the Giants to give you something.
Either,
no, I understand. I do get that. I do get that. But it's certainly a game they can go in and win, Carl.
Yeah, I expect them to win it. I expect them to win it. I think they have enough enough on both sides of the ball to do that. But it's a matter of they cannot let the 49ers jump out on them. This, again, the quarterback and what this head coach does with quarterbacks that are mobile are the things that they have to be prepared for. And find this tight end and don't let him wreck the game for you, because that's their most dangerous guy.
Mm. Yeah, and he's going to play George Kittle. He had a chest injury, but he's going to be good to go. Carl, enjoy your time out there. We'll be watching.
Thanks, guys.
Safe trip back, Carl.
All right.
Carl Banks on the Giants. It feels like the Giants have not played a football game
months.
In 3 months.
Right, it does.
Which has been a good thing this season,
right.
considering how bad
the Giants got to be happy with the state of what's going on with the Jets. They're really under the radar today.
Yeah.
You know, so they got to like that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.